I'm guessing that I won't be the first person to say, welcome home, Long Long.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be home.
It is your U.S. home still in your heart. You spent a long time here, and you've had a long relationship with this orchestra, more than 15 years since you first played with them.
I love Philadelphia. This is my U.S. home. I came in 97, and I studied here. I made my Philadelphia Orchestra debut in 2001, and then there's so many great memory here, study with Gary Graffman at Curtis, and later also I had a mentor, Christoph Eschenbach, with the orchestra. And so I really grew up here, and every time coming back to play with Philadelphia Orchestra, it feels like playing with my hometown orchestra.
You spent a lot of time with this piece in the last several months. You just released on Sony Records with the Vienna Philharmonic. How did the process of preparing for and then recording this piece, did it change as it was in your hands?
I worked a lot of sessions with Maestro Hanenkor since like 4 years. And then the last 2 years, I've been working in his style of playing Mozart, which he's trying to have this authentic countryside of Mozart. From Salzburg to come out to the podium. And there are a lot of interesting articulations we've been working on. And there are a lot of local dancing influence into the music making. And also, there are a lot of things that he believe Mozart should be more messy than clean.
Ah.
So somehow, the recording with Vienna Philharmonic and Hanenkor, it's a very unique sound, very unique sound.
And when you walk in then to start your conversations with Yannick and you tell him about messy Mozart, what was his response?
I mean, I love Yannick. I mean, he's certainly one of the greatest conductor already of today. Not only, for his generation, but he's already absolutely on the top. And I think, as a Philadelphian, we are very, very honored, to have a conductor like his level, and he brings this great freshness to the orchestra. So the orchestra is in an extremely healthy situation, and I'm so proud. And he actually told me he actually saw the video that Hanenkor did with me, the concerto, and he said he liked it very much. He said Hanenkor is an absolutely very unique genius, and he really respects his style, and he even asked me for a few places like how he did it. But of course, when we did it, we have a more, I would say, a slightly more flexible tour to the echoes and the contrast than the recording I made. So in a way, I really love Yannick's style because he really brings this a unique eye into Mozart's playing, and he support me like 200%. He's just incredible, and he also made a kind of a special underplaying sound, but with a lot of excitement, but the sound is quite light with the orchestra, and so we almost play like if it's a chamber music rather than
I was just going to say that there was a lot of eye contact in rehearsals and a lot of eye contact in the performance with you and Unique, with you and the other musicians in the orchestra, and there are times when he's turning to you and you're both nodding at each other as if to agree
it's a totally chamber and it's a family concert. You feel like that, and that's the way to do Mozart, because either you do this way or you conduct on the keyboard, because that's because it's concerto, it's so intimate, and if you make this like a huge symphony, then it doesn't really sound like a Mozart concerto. It should be more like an opera,
right?
I would say. Yeah.
Just a final question. You've now been on the road for more than a decade. You've been working extremely hard, recording, on the road, touring constantly, playing all over the world. Clearly, the time you spend on stage is worth all of that great effort. But have you thought about, you talked about conducting and conducting from the piano. Is that something that might be in your future?
No, actually, unfortunately, because I still want to focus really purely on the piano, and I also like to do a lot of education stuff, so I have my foundation now, and so in a way that I'm more into education and producing concert, and producing interesting products, and for me conducting is so great, but maybe not now.
It's been a delight as always to speak to you again. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.